Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike Clements from NFL Sirius Radio joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Michael, how you doing today, buddy?
Well, pretty good. Talking about Nathaniel, what I found so intriguing about his story is he hooks up with Doug Marrone when Marrone is the coach with Syracuse. And that's really how he gets on the field in coaching. This is almost 10 years ago. And so Marrone turns around the program at Syracuse, and the Buffalo Bills take notice. So they bring him on, and Doug Marrone brings Nathaniel along with them. So they're at the Bills for a couple of years, and Marrone ends up becoming head coach. But, you know, the Bills are one of these teams in the NFL where, God, they just keep on going through a coach every 3 years or so, and they never quite get it going. They're still trying to get back to the days where Jim Kelly was taking them to the Super Bowls, you know, back in the early 90s. So Doug gets fired there, but he shows some things to the league, gets picked up by the Jaguars, and he takes Nathaniel Hackett with him to the Jaguars. And as you mentioned, he goes from quarterback coach and then gets promoted to offensive coordinator. They go to the AFC Championship game, and everybody thinks, wow, the Jaguars, and particularly that defense, this is a team to look out for. But they got into last season, and Blake Bortles just lost his mind. And, you know, Bortles looks the part, big, strong guy. I've been around him a couple times. We had that Packers opener in Jacksonville 2 years ago where they had Hearns and Robinson, and now Hearns went with the Cowboys, had that gruesome ankle injury last week, and Robinson with the Bears. I don't know why they gave up on those two guys, but I had the sense that Jacksonville was a team to look out for 2 years ago. But last year, I mean, Bortles just lost his mind, his focus, decision-making, and they're 3-8. And it got to the point where Nathaniel Hackett, your new Packers offensive coordinator, said, I got to keep the ball away from this guy. We're going to give it to Leonard Fournette. And he's always been kind of a 50-50 run-pass guy in all his stops and what Doug Marrone did. So that was the game where they lost by like 3 points, and he thought he was getting called in by his old buddy, his mentor, Doug Marrone, to say, well, we're gonna bench Blake Bortles. Instead, it was, you're fired as offensive coordinator. Hmm. Like, what? I mean, he's been working for this dog for 10 years, and it's like, you're the one that's out. And actually, he did end up benching Blake Bortles later that day, and they brought in Cody Kessler for some starts. But that's the tough, you know, punch to the jaw that Nathaniel Hackett took last November 26, and why he's been on the beach. I don't fully understand what his connection is with the Packers' new head coach, Matt LaFleur, but I know that this is a guy that, you know, people have watched and said, here's an offensive coordinator who's done some creative things and got that team the year before to one of the top 10 offenses in the league.
So, Mike, I guess my next question is, I kept reading a lot of things that he's a good coach. He's a guy that can be hard on a guy. He can coach the heck out of a guy. I've always had the same concern. Look, that's great, but you're dealing with Blake Bortles versus Aaron Rodgers. So how hard do you coach Aaron Rodgers? I think this is going to be a really interesting feeling out period for two guys that are under the age of 40 trying to help Aaron Rodgers become a better quarterback.
I mean, when it goes, you're talking about football IQ, that's alpha beta right there, right? Going mm-hmm. from Bortles to Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, and if this guy, I mean, all of his years, he's been a run-first kind of guy, established the run. Does that mean that's what Matt LaFleur has told Brian Gutekunst and Mark Murphy on what the Packers' offense should be? And we've got him saying that when he's with the Titans. You know, similar philosophy. You've got to start with the run. And that was one of the things that the Titans seemed to be improving, along with their weapons like Delanie Walker and, you know, when Mariota was, you know, able to play and be healthy and all that. So that's going to be an interesting spring to see if Aaron Rodgers buys into the running attack. But I'll tell you, you know, Aaron was the first one to say when Aaron Jones finally was getting more snaps, you know, he made one of those quips at his locker on Wednesday, like, yeah, it's about time, as if McCarthy was holding back on making Aaron Jones more the showcase. And at the same time, we all assume that Aaron Rodgers is audibling out of the run and trying to always going for the pass and looking for something downfield. The other thing that's amazing is this, man. You talk about coaching trees and relationships and all that. Nathaniel Hackett's dad is Paul Hackett. I don't know if you talked about this earlier in the show.
Yeah.
Paul Hackett, Bill Walsh, the 49ers, the glory years in the 1980s, Joe Montana, Jerry Rice, a couple of Super Bowl championships, and Hackett is part of that offensive group. That he's like in his late 20s, early 30s then. Then he leaves one of those many assistant coaches from Bill Walsh, gets a head coaching job at Pitt, the Pitt Panthers. And he's there for about 4 or 5 years from about 89 to 93. And he hires a bunch of guys, including some guys that are on the Packers staff right now. And he hires this one guy who's desperate to get into coaching. And he takes him on as a graduate assistant. The guy is working overnights in a toll booth in the Pennsylvania Turnpike. So this guy works his tail off. And then he gets called by Marty Schottenheimer to come on, be part of my offensive staff and then offensive coordinator for the next 5 years with the Kansas City Chiefs in the early 90s. So he brings this young grad assistant along with him, makes him a tight ends coach, a quarterbacks coach, and the Schottenheimer needed a quarterback, and so Montana knew that his time was up with Steve Young and the 49ers, and it was because of Paul Hackett, Nathaniel's father, that Joe Montana decided to go to the Chiefs, and they won a playoff game in 93. And then at that time, Schottenheimer's time was up, and he moved down to the Chargers. And so Paul Hackett then has continued on in other coaching ventures. The guy that he was bringing along from the Turnpike was Mike McCarthy.
Oh, so wow. That's right.
The new offensive coordinator, the Green Bay Packers, Nathaniel Hackett, age 39, his 71-year-old dad is the guy that gave Mike McCarthy his first shot as a assistant coach at Pitt and brought him along to the Kansas City Chiefs. And then McCarthy did the 1 year in 99 as Brett Favre's quarterback coach, the 5 years as offensive coordinator with the New Orleans Saints, the 1 year with Alex Smith and the 49ers, and then head coach of the Green Bay Packers. I mean, is that crazy or what?
The 7 degrees of separation in the National Football League. That's amazing. Crazy? Mike, always a pleasure, buddy. We'll talk soon, okay?
Thank you, boys.
Fantastic. There you go. Mike Clements bringing us some history right there. And always appreciate it when Mike chimes in. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years. They've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.